Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs.
Today, we're talking about what does your accountant need to prepare your business tax return? Here at First Steps Financial, we help our clients organize their financials and streamline their processes and have great financial records. These will easily be able to be passed over to your accountant. So what do you need to know? Okay, so we don't prepare taxes. We help our clients get ready for tax planning with their CPAs. Working with an accountant will cost you so much less if you gather all the information ahead of time and have it in an organized manner. Some of the things that you're going to need are your business profit and loss, your gross income, your records of any sales that you made, invoices, salaries, receipts for anything that you purchased. And if you're working with a new accountant, your tax return for last time. If you're using QuickBooks Online, you can invite your accountant in very easily. And that way, the information is already in there. Because inside of QuickBooks, you can actually put everything that you need and just invite your accountant in and tell them it's all in there. So before you invite your accountant in, though, you should make sure that your books are reconciled and that you've reviewed your report and that there's no negative numbers and your income and expenses are what you would expect to be. Patriot Software has a great business tax prep list on their blog, and I have it in the show notes here, a link to it, and you can look through it. But I thought it was really good and very worthwhile because they bring up some interesting points, and some of them you really need to know. One of them is, what is your business entity type? You have to know this. Know if you are a single member LLC. Are you a multi-member LLC? Are you a partnership? Are you a C corp? Are you an S corp? Know these things and know what tax form you will be filing. It seems like something you don't need to know, but it comes up so often. That's the first thing we ask new clients is, what entity are you? What tax form do you file? Because you can be a single member LLC and file your taxes as an S corp. So it's really important to know these things. The next thing you want to know, because it will help you prepare, is when is your tax line for your entity? So March 15th is the tax deadline for multi-member LLCs, partnerships, and S-corps. April 15th is the deadline for solopreneurs, single-member LLCs, multi-member LLCs taxed as C-corps, and corporations that end their fiscal year on December 31st. So as I was saying before, having all your information in one place is the best. What do you need? So we suggest QuickBooks Online. Look, there's lots of other accounting software out there, and they probably all do this too. We just chose to be experts in QuickBooks Online. This is what you need in there. You need your EIN number. It should be in your file. Whatever accounting software you're using, it should be there. You should have a profit and loss report available and a balance sheet report available, and it should be up to date. You should have all your receipts uploaded. In QuickBooks Online, you can attach them to the transaction. And so you have all that information. This allows you, if you were ever audited, to be able to have that information available for the auditors. You can also attach your bank and credit card statements in QuickBooks Online to the reconciliation. It's a fantastic report. It's a fantastic way to store your documents in a secure way. Payroll records. You should definitely have your payroll records available, whether you have QuickBooks Online or you are using Gusto or you're using ADP. Any one of those, you should have your reports available. Sales tax, payments, and the supporting reports that go along with those payments. That's something that your accountant should be checking. And if you pay sales tax, you should always store this information. You can store it in QuickBooks Online as part of your document storage. You should also know and gather documents on estimated tax payments that you've made. Typically, people pay them through their business and your bank account with your bank reconciliation and your bank statement should have that information in it. And if you're working with a new accountant, as I said before, you definitely need last year's tax return so that they can see how things were filed before. The other thing that you're going to want to talk about with your CPA is what tax deductions and credits are you available to get? So business mileage, you should be tracking that in some of the QuickBooks files. You can actually track that inside of there. What about a home office deduction, travel deduction, small employer health insurance tax credits, charitable contributions? And this is only a partial list. This is just information to get this conversation going with your CPA. But if you're going to ask the questions, know the answers ahead of time about what number it is. If you're going to ask about business mileage, have the number ahead of time. So you can tell your CPA, yes, I did 8,247 miles that I associated with business. Let them know. Have this information ahead of time, and they will be able to help you so much easier. And then ask your CPA if you need to file an extension. There's so many reasons why you would need to file an extension. And sometimes it's just the ease of having more time to gather information or to research something. And ask for an estimate of how much they think you will owe in taxes. And then if you can't pay your tax liability, research alternatives. There's definitely alternatives out there, even through the IRS or other sources, but there is help. Don't not pay your taxes because you can't afford to. That makes things much worse. There's lots of options, and know that your CPA, as well as your bookkeeper, your accountant, people that you're working with are there to help you and help you create a successful business. So you can rely on us. If you want to, you can head over to our website, firststepsfinancial.com, and click on the Let's Chat button, and we can keep talking about it.